If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Jen Sabella from Black Club Chicago with us, and the Taste of Chicago numbers are in. What do they say, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so the change of date on the Taste of Chicago seems to have impacted its bottom line. Typically, it takes place during 4th of July weekend, but this year that was NASCAR weekend in Chicago, so we moved it over to September, and attendance was down nearly 23%. The festival has seen declining attendance over the years, bringing in less money than before, and it once again won't be the 4th of July weekend because of NASCAR next year. Mm-hmm. So the Department of Cultural and Special Events is working to find a weekend that will work for the Taste and then hopefully bring out more people than they've been seeing the past few years. This year they saw only about 120,000 attendees compared to 155,000 in 2022, which is significantly down from years prior where there were a lot more people, more toward the 200,000 range coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because some people like having fewer people around. It's Zoo Lights time again, isn't it?
It is, and like everything else, the price is going up for Zoo Lights. We will not be spared. They have added new attractions, though. It will now cost $7 for general admission, attendance during the week, and $10 on Fridays, Saturdays, and the day before Thanksgiving. It's up from $5 last year, and Mondays remain free, but attendees still must present tickets. Zoo Lights runs November 17th till January 7th, and they have a light maze, live ice carvers, Ferris wheel, and they have some new modern LED light displays and a garden light show in the South Lawn.
That's always fun. And tell us what's going on with that 15-acre campus up on North Ridge, 7430 North Ridge Road, the St. Benedictine Sisters campus.
This is so fascinating, these sisters. They've had this campus for 120 years, but there are fewer and fewer nuns living there. There are only 19 nuns on this huge campus in Westridge. So they are going to be selling off the entire campus, and they're going to be looking for senior living facility for the nuns that are remaining there. So it's unclear what is going to go in this place, but it is very large and sprawling. It's very beautiful, lots of trees and green space. The story is really interesting. They started downtown Chicago. This was just the sisters started in the 1800s, 1861. But their first convent was destroyed in the Chicago fire in 1871. So they just have a really rich history in the city. They hoped to stay, but it's just way too much for aging nuns to keep up such a big campus. So they're going to be leaving, and we'll see what happens next to that space in Westridge.
Yeah, watch that space. Jen Sabella, thanks. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Thanks, Bob.